constantly hitting it from the rough? This is the show for you. The Sports Hub Golf Club with Hardy on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Sports Hub Golf Club. On the phone, Alex Van Allen and John Prulidge, the co-founders of Fling Golf, who appeared on Shark Tank not long ago, just a couple of nights ago, and are now with us here on the Sports Hub Golf Club. I believe this is one of your first post-show interviews after your appearance on Shark Tank, guys. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for having us, Hardy. It is. It's good to talk to the local Boston crowd.
Absolutely. Get the scoop.
All right, so Alex, you and I spoke years ago. Fling Golf, already been on the Sports Hub Golf Club. A quick recap, what is Fling Golf?
Yeah, Fling Golf is a relatively new sport that you play on a golf course with a golf ball, but instead of hitting the golf ball, you use a fling stick, which we created. And the fling stick, it's best to think of it as like lacrosse golf. So instead of hitting the ball with one of your 14 clubs, you just have a single fling stick and you throw the ball and you can shape shots, you know, from tee to hole, shape every shot. You can do flop shots, bump and runs. You can throw it really far. And it's just a great way to get out on the course. It's really fun.
And once you're up on the green, you can flip the fling stick around and use it as a putter. So everything is flung lacrosse style right up until you get onto the green, and then you putt out like everybody else.
You putt out with it. It's got what we call striker pads on the side, and we've got a new contraption since we spoke last. It's called a putting slug, and you put that into the channel, and it makes it feel really close to a traditional putter. And so you're actually hitting the ball on the green.
Here's the thing about being on Shark Tank. Now we know even more about this company, and you guys were on with this before, and there was a lot of excitement building. I didn't know that when you said it was like you and Alex, it's really you and Alex. I'm sure you've had a lot of help and support over the years, but you know, from watching the show last night, I understand that you two have a lot invested in this, literally and figuratively. This has become your lives.
Yeah, just to clarify, Hardy. So. I haven't been there since the beginning. I actually founded it, and another guy who's been there almost from day one, Steve Bloom. Just a shout out to him because he's really the glue that sort of puts the whole operation side together. But then I was introduced to Alex about 3 years ago and fell in love with the concept. Decided I had experience with startups before, and I wanted to invest, but I didn't want to just invest. I wanted to help really, you know, help them run the business and grow this thing because I love the concept so much.
Well, I love it too. And that's why, you know, Alex, you and I talked about this years ago on the Sports Hub Golf Club. It's a great way to get kids out onto the golf course with you, especially kids. Like I'm thinking of my daughter who has played lacrosse. She's also played golf, but let's face it, golf is really hard. And if you get frustrated early, it can be a challenge to get them back out onto the golf course. Fling Golf is a great way for people who are either intimidated by golf or are struggling with their game just to get back out onto the course, get the feel of what it's like to walk 9 or even 18 holes, fling the ball as opposed to striking the ball, and play golf in a non-traditional way that I think is a little more accessible, especially for younger players.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's easier to start, much easier to start than golf. It's still a challenge to master, you know, get the short game down and everything, but it does get people out there real quick. And the great thing about it is you can play with golfers. You can play the same foursomes. So we get a lot of families out playing. If you think of it sort of like snowboarding and skiing, it's two sports at the same time. Families can do, you know, parents can play golf, kids can play fling golf or any mix, you know, any mix of that. But like you said, it is a great way to get people out on the course. You don't have that frustration, and it gets the young players out. That's the best thing.
Okay, so let's skip to you guys being on Shark Tank the other night. You were met with some resistance by a couple of the quote-unquote investors there because they thought golf courses wouldn't allow this on their course. What do you say to that?
And that's, you know, that's the number one question, whether it's from the Sharks or anyone else, is can you really play this on a golf course? And the answer is yes. And, you know, to start with, the golf course doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to modify their course using a regular golf ball. You actually play at a slightly faster pace so you can be completely seamless with playing with other golfers or other fling golfers. So most courses, they, you know, if they don't have fling sticks themselves, once they find out about the concept, they realize that for, you know, your average person, they're actually going to be much more accurate with a fling stick than they are if they're a beginning golfer. And as you know, a beginning golfer or a bunch of beginning golfers are really going to slow down a golf course. So most of the golf courses that are finding out about this are really embracing it.
Well, you just said it. If I go over to my club on a Saturday afternoon and I'm just speaking honestly here because my kids play with me sometimes too. But if I get behind a group that includes a couple of kids who are first timers, I say, oh boy, where am I going to be able to get around them quickly? Second hole, third hole, is there an opening? If I see a couple of kids in front of me with fling sticks, I'm like, oh, no problem. This group is going to be moving as fast as I am. So in terms of pace of play, there's no issue. But one of the sharks last night, yeah, you guys are going to have to refresh me because other than Mark Cuban, I don't know who any of these people are. One of them said, I'm a member of a lot of clubs and there's no way they're going to allow this at my club. Oh, shut up. Maybe at Winged Foot, they wouldn't necessarily accept this right away. But other clubs, you guys have already seen this accepted as a thing that's perfectly fine to go out there and do.
Yeah, I mean, we've been played on well over 1,200 courses now in about 27 countries, actually. And that really runs the gamut between, you know, your local nine-hole mom-and-pop course all the way up to, I mean, we play Torrey Pines. It's been played on Pebble Beach. And I mentioned in the show last night, it's even been played at the country club in Brookline. And, you know, that's just a matter of a member taking it out there and going and play. And it just shows how seamless. Now, the country club is not our, like, target course. But it shows how seamless it is. You know, it didn't fall, you know, it didn't explode when someone came out with a fling stick on it. And
right.
It's just
the world didn't end.
You know, yeah. He brought his kid out there to play and he tried it out and had fun and all that. So it's really that, it's more seamless than snowboarding and skiing. It's like you were saying, it's really, there are no divots. It's actually, you know, faster than golf if you want it to be.
It's lower impact on the golf course. The pacing for a beginning player is going to be much faster. And one of the other sharks said something, I just don't think it's going to be safe to have these balls flinging around. It's like, hey, come stand in front of me when I shank this pitching wedge from 100 yards out. I don't think I'm going to kill you with a fling stick, but I can absolutely put you in the hospital when I hosel rocket one from the middle of the fairway. It's not unsafe. I don't know what she was thinking.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. It's once you've got this down in, you know, 15 minutes on the range, it's a little bit like riding a bike. I mean, you get very accurate and you really know what you're doing, and you can actually shape it different ways. You know, you can fade it, you can draw it. You can't slice it and you can't hook it. But you can fade and draw, so it's kind of perfect that way.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not all bad news. You weren't met with all this resistance. Spoiler alert for people who haven't watched the show yet, you guys did get one of the sharks. Who was it that came on board, and what are the details of that?
It was Daniel Lebesky, the founder of Kind Bars, who was one of the guest sharks. He jumped in and we struck a deal with him on the show, which is great. He's a great guy and really have liked working with him.
For the people who are interested in this, you guys brought up a couple of the price points last night. There's like $100 fling stick. There's $179 fling stick. And just so we're clear, what else do you need to play fling golf other than that one fling stick?
Yeah, it's really just a fling stick and a golf ball. And then you're ready to go. You know, we've got that putting slug also makes a big difference for putting on the green. But really, those three things is all you need. So it weighs a half a pound. So imagine carrying a half a pound stick around instead of lugging, you know, 14 clubs and 25 pounds of golf bag and stuff.
I was re-inspired and reinvigorated to talk to you again, Alex. And John, I'm glad you're on the phone too, because Alex, you and I talked about this years ago, but you know, watching you guys on Shark Tank and then thinking about it, I'm like, this really is great. Just to be able to get like people out on the course who don't necessarily want to go play. You don't need a ton of equipment. Hell, you don't even need that many golf balls. I'm guessing the number of lost balls playing fling golf is a infinitesimal fraction compared to the number of lost balls there are when you're playing actual golf.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And the best thing is you don't need to play with a $5 Pro V1 either. You can play with a, a pickle and whatever ball you find in the bottom of your bag, or the back of your car. It really doesn't make too much difference. Although we are working on, which balls do fly better. But basically, it's not that important right now.
Yeah. You usually end your round with more balls than you started with.
Right.
Yeah, for an accessory, I think you need something on the other end, like a ball retriever. You need something to get into the creeks and stuff while everyone else is hacking around in the woods. The fling golfers can be down in the water scooping out those Pro V1s. You could sell them back to the other guys in your group at the end of the round. You could actually pay for your fling stick in about 2-3 rounds, I would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Van Allen and John Prulidge of Fling Golf. Where do people go to find out more, to buy the stick? And are there courses that have fling sticks like on site that you can go play right now and just try it out that way first?
Yeah, absolutely. The place to go is flinggolf.com. That's our website. And you'll see maps there. We have a map showing where fling sticks are for rent, where people have played fling golf, and other courses that you can go approach for fling golf. The way we really grow is our players go out to courses, wherever they live, and they take the fling stick out there and introduce it to the course. So it's really a grassroots movement. And like I said, we've been played on, we know it's at least 1,200 courses in 27 countries already, just because it's so easy for people to, to go out there and take it to the local course and go play.
Excellent. Flinggolf.com. There's a map there of places that are already doing it and a place where you can buy the fling sticks. And I'm logging onto the website right now so I can get fling sticks for the kids, because I want them on the golf course with me. And I'll tell them, don't take it so seriously. It's not golf. It's fling golf. It'll be fun.
It's one of our taglines. Relax. It's fling golf.
Boy, you could use that just for golf too. Relax, Hardy. It's golf. Just calm down. Alex and John, thanks for taking the time. Flinggolf.com. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Thanks, Hardy.
We'll tee up more of the Sports Hub Golf Club in a moment on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.